Fire away, you say.
Yes, I give thanks a life again. Joyful reasoning to fire, you know?
Serious thing. Ballhead and the Dread here again. When you get free time, make sure you check out music from the Warrior. There are Tarchi in the description. Also, when you get free time, make sure you support us at ConsciousTea.com, ConsciousTea.com for your cultural apparel. Farah, it seemed like you got one topic there you want to touch for the people.
Yes, I can. With the man, they must say, informer for dead. And in the Yankee culture, they want to say, snitches get stitches. But, but it's a reality when you really check it. When you check it for you, it's an illusion. Because enough ones now fulfill that. And it come like, them have specific criteria when them supposed to do it and when them not supposed to do it. So it's like the culture of a topsy-turvy type of mindset now. It's like, all right, when is it all right and when is it not all right? Because if you see a regular person go say them a go snitch, see a man a do all a crime and them go inform upon him, you know. They might tell us say them see a man upon the crime want to go kill all them people, you know. But later on when time him in a trouble, you know, guess what him a do now? Him a deal with the same type of thing right now to make sure say him get a less sentence. And then as they even bring it in, so the reason I go go all over place now, you know, so I want to them kind of get themselves in gear because we have to bring in the historical part of the thing too. Because historically, we see where this whole informant or informant type of liberty is a thing where the system use for oppress I and I people. Same way, so it's not where we portray it as not a culture. For it be something where I want to get become endangered and be outcasted by. No, systematically, it shows enough of the ones and we do that. As what they say, them get a promotion. So at this, so we're going to take the direction towards this reasoning. And also, once I want to stay in tune, I tell you that.
Nah, big time. And I'm glad you brought up that aspect, right? Because when we talk about this kind, that always makes me laugh. Snitches get stitches. When we talk about this concept, right, we have to look at it from a historical point. We have to look at it from a PowerPoint. Now, the way we look at it, the context we usually look at it in our culture is most on citizen, right? I see you doing something. I'm not supposed to say something. But from a historical standpoint, it was always a power play in there. Those with the power empowered those who informed. From a kind of we want a lesser economical level or a person with less power, right? So when we check slavery, people always speak about, like, you know, the roles of Africans in slavery. But think about the geography and location, right? If I'm on a coast, I'm an outsider. If I'm not getting an interior, right? I may be able to capture the coast, which they did, and set up forts and that type of vibe. But to get into the interior, I don't have access there, right? Logistically, I can't get there. And even just from like a military standpoint, it's too much risk going in there. But how do I get all the information? How do I know what's going on? Informer, right? you have to have somebody from that group that you're trying to get to, or that group that you're trying to suppress, to provide you all the information. And it's just continued throughout history. So yes, there was a war amongst African groups, but someone was informing Europeans on regards to who had issues, what resources they were looking for, all the different, what you want to call it, elements that were going in to use that now to create a bigger issue amongst the people. But it starts with informers.
Historically, them call it, when it called, as it relates to chattel slavery, and even in Jamaica and other places in particular where you used to go be affected by chattel slavery, them call it black shots. See? And black shots now are the same type of people them where them know the zone, them travel lesser, but them realize that if them make a deal with the colonizers, then them can have some farmer benefits for gain. And that benefit usually vary by a whole heap of different things. Them could get an excessive amount of food when them go down on the flat. Them could get passed, them could have get passes where them could have go certain different places, so the colonizers would not affect them or trouble them. See? So this, so the thing starts from, you know, more as it relate to chattel slavery we are talking about. I can't go deeper than that, you know, but that's that we are talking about in the moment in time. Black shots, them used to call them, and them black shots, they are people where transform. Can't check levels in a fire, like the red coats, you know, the British them, you know, think about it as what they are saying, the British them, the red coats them, you know, them man, they don't know about military strategy, you know, them man, them have on a red, fire red at the bright, one of the brightest colors you can think about, and I'm going to try to go up in a hilly, a hill terrain, in a red and white. So them would not have to get shot down every single time them go there. Them couldn't pass the first round. So as we are saying, a man have to really make them get through. It's not even like them have on camouflage where them can disguise and even reach in this. So them don't know nothing more. Helicopter never there about for them even have an aerial view. So you check levels. Them not have no farm advantage. I want to always give them the look in. And them thing that when you really want, I say you bring it from chattel slavery now, and you bring it come to a man like Marcus Garvey. Who you feel like, say, the BOI, Bureau of Investigation, turning on the FBI later on. Them, for the them assigned the first set of spies them towards Marcus Garvey and tell them, say, yo, set towards Marcus Garvey and this is your job. And that's the real original, in the history of America, the original formal informant started. And then once and once, you say, yo, them can get benefit out of the system. You see me, I say, and sometimes, none of them was criminal, you know. And the system showed them, say, if you do this, then we erase your criminal history. Enough people don't want to talk about the side of it. They need it.
But in fact, I'm glad you brought up that point because that goes into, it really captures the whole essence of the dynamics of the thing right now. Because what you have is, what you want to call it, criminals being rewarded for their criminality and they're being rewarded for their, what you want to say, not being a brother to their brother. You know, so it create a real crazy environment because you don't have to dig that deep into history to see that all of our leaders, their demise has come from an informant. It's not funny when you say it, but reality, their demise has come from an informant. You know, the list can go on and on. We could deal with, you want 20th century people, whether it's Thomas Sankara, you know, Patrice Lumumba, Marcus Garvey, as you said, Maroons, the great Malcolm X. The engineer that was working with them was the one giving this man mouth to mouth after he got shot. They don't get caught in that.
Fred Hampton neither.
The great Fred Hampton, you know, which they made a film about. If you get a chance, check it out. So it's just that whole vibe now. So, but in regards to modern times and the whole concept, I think it's really a myth because people are informing. Because when you inform, you really don't get stitches majority of the time. You get appeals. You get a lesser sentence, or you may get some type of raise, or you may get some type of promotion or some type of power. And as that goes back to the whole concept, it's just a power play. Those who empower can use this whole informant thing to kind of keep control. Because if you're a police officer, right, the majority of all your cases, you need some form of evidence. And human evidence usually comes in the form of an informant. So how can one say that there's a culture of no stitching when so many people are getting the pills and so many people are getting arrested?
No, because here I go on. Them like I think I'm realizing even the snitching, the whole snitching thing and informing thing, it have a chaos system, you know. At the same principle, them applying. And I realize this care system apply a lot of places, even places where economically them are suffering. Like even the ghetto have a big care system for your family. Yeah. Your family is a family a killer, you know. Yeah, in the system, you get respect, you know. So when time man say, yeah, man, call them man, the cousin not a real killer, you know. So people respect you. So check levels now. When it comes to the snitching thing now, you see, the lure you there in the gangster world, are you not involved in the gangster world at all? A man can't, or you not have no links, so to speak. You're powerless, as we there say, a real power player. So we just break it down for them. You not have no links, or look at old lady now, we say all the crime, and she don't want that in our area. She go call all the police and tell the police, say, yeah, man, you know, so we see them youth, they do them activity today. So we only expect the old lady for the now. We don't want the old lady to see the crime, and just make her go through with it the same way. And then she go complain, say, oh, Lord, look how the country must mess up, and she not do nothing about it. Because that everybody are doing it. You see me, I say everybody has say, oh, we want crime for done, but then them still go forward to the same local word and again as an informer for dead. So if no one now report the crime then, seen, and no one now talk about the things then where I take place. So all the crime really gonna stop. So it's like the one them empower crime at the same time while them still want to hang on to a culture where I send farmer for them, but it only apply to certain people because them same gangster there. We go kill the woman because them as a share witness. And she them no one should go talk in a court. When time them get catch on the same exact crime where them kill the woman fine. I'm show them damn effect, you know. Them go on a crime, kill a woman because she see them on the crime. Which cause them don't want she inform. Then them get all on to by the police, see? And them inform to the police, but just make sure say them don't get 30 years, instead them get 10 years. Oh, that makes sense.
No, here go the vibe right now, right? Hey, check this, right? I like how you broke it down. Check this. This is how it works. And this is my message to everyone out there. Usually when you're doing something illegal, you have to do it with other people. All right. And it's not to cut from what you're saying. I just want to get this. What do you say? PSA. Usually when you're doing any type of hustling, you're doing it with other people. Right. So there's a high probability that a lot of people know what you're doing indirectly, not just the people directly, because people talk. Right. You may have a girlfriend have a friend, and everyone talks. Everyone knows your business. You just don't know that they know your business. Now, if you study, now you don't have to study crime, but if you just read any biographies or just watch a couple of documentaries on quote unquote kingpins and all that, they never get caught directly in the act of the crime. The case is built up upon them by an informer, someone else getting in trouble. And someone else who's connected to you is always going to get in trouble. No one wants to do time. Let's just keep that clear. No one wants to do prison time. Now, you may have a unique set of individuals who accept their time without informing on other people. And that's why they get so much credit. That's why they get so much praise. Anything which is unique and not the normal gets more praise. That's why they're highlighted, right? Because they're one of the unique people that accepted their wrongdoing and didn't bring anyone else. The average person, majority of people are not like that. People do not want to do time. So therefore, if they get in the jam, anything they know about someone else that they knows will reduce their time, they're going to talk. So PSA from I Never Knew TV. If you're not open to doing the time, please do not do the crime. Because if you do, there is a high probability that you may not get caught directly, but those around you are going to get in trouble on something and they're going to bring up your name. Now, going back to what you were saying now, the double standard is there. You would have an informer, kill an informer, then go and inform. It happens all the time. Fire, you know, it's a great one. I saw something recently. See, I watched the old 60 Minutes things a lot, the 60 Minute pieces. I forgot the journalist's name. It's a black virgin that does it. That's why I watched it. I forgot his name still, but very informative. And I like how he really like breaks down everything. So he did a whole series on some mafia. It's not funny. He did a whole series on some mafia people, right? And these dudes, you know, they admitted to over 30 murders. One dude was like 15 murders, this and that. And what you realize, there is no honor amongst thieves, and there's no honor amongst the common man. Because here goes this man who has confessed to over 20 murders of informers, right? 20 murders of informers. The man tell on everybody, you know, because he want to get reduced. He want to get a reduced sentence, you know? So it's just that vibe. It's just like, all right, but all right, let's go back to the power thing, Fire, right? If you're not in a position of power, you're almost forced to inform, because those who have the power could dictate your future by putting you in a box. But I tell you where there is a no snitching policy amongst those in powers, like politicians, especially police officers, right? They have to be in a real, real tight situation. Or you may have a unique person which they identify as a whistleblower. And a whistleblower is a unique person. That's why you get so much attention, because it really happens. But amongst them, Fire, they really have a no snitching clause, because why? But they're in a position of power, so they don't have to worry as much as the common citizen.
I mean, by enough fire, as they said, there is something important. Then there's no honor amongst thieves. And there's no honor amongst the common man, because the common man live like thief. Because the same principle, you know, same principle start applying. The common man start live like thief, too, you know. That's why them not really follow certain protocols, you know. And end up make crime off happen in the first place. So even we are talking about the topic of informing. So I them think they must really take place right now, where once and once start looking at themselves to see me and say, yo, when me really contribute to society, because we are talking about informer, in the topic informer for the dance, snitches get stitches, and ones might take it like a just regular street talk, you know. But it's not a regular street talk, because at the fullness of the day, you have two different sides to it, and that we really want to once forget. You have a side where, like COINTELPRO, think about something like counterintelligence, COINTELPRO now, where you really sit down and see the FBI really set up how much black people, when man's mommy Abu Jamal still in a prison in a fire. And
fire.
The same so-called informant structure where the man them set up. We don't even real. And that in itself still I make all them man they in a prison in a fire. And that me I try to show once, and they have a next side that now where we are move like fool out there and I make some look nene man just start bust up shot everywhere and start do something and I waste them time and we are support them at that both snitches get stitches. And we now overstand the context side fire, the systematic end and also the street end where we are contribute towards them type of thing of fire. So it's like a detriment. We are be detrimental to a self fire.
No, big time, because right now it's a culture there. Not fully, because I believe people still snitch a lot. It's not fully there, but those who do try to do this no snitching thing, what they're doing is they're trying to police themselves while still minding their own business. And it can't work because there's no governance to provide discipline to those who are dealing with certain aspects, certain behaviors. So, but the criminals are snitching. I just think it's more the common citizen, depending on where you live, out of fear, out of retribution, which is true, though, because if you're in a certain environment, fight, you don't have no protection, and people will, you know, try a thing. But that same person, as you stated earlier, will come back and be an informant. And it's just like, I just think ones listening really need to understand there is no honor amongst thieves. No one wants to do time. So just keep it real. So all your brethren, your tight brethren, the same ones turn on you. And sometimes too, sometimes the meds not too sharp too. And like they kind of start dry snitching when they put the pressure on them, you know, and they start informing without fully knowing the information that they shared. It becomes a detriment. Now, before we cut out, I just want to touch on one more point. You have a lot of informants in corporate America, especially amongst black people. That same behavior that took place during colonial times, the same behavior that took place on the plantation, takes place now in the corporate structure, where people are trying to get that carrot that's dangled in front of their face, and they want some sort of product. This is the thing, Fai. This is the thing with us.
The uniform, get your promotion.
you know, you see it all the time, and you know, the thing tricky, because, all right, this is why I learned about basketball and the change of management, why you just got to be a real dude and just do your thing. Because you see all those people that inform on their job, you see when that boss leaves or that administration leaves, they're in the same spot. Cause they have to start over with the foolishness, you know? So it's just hold it and be a decent person. But that selfishness, because this is what I want to say. Black people don't want the system to change. They just want their position and power to change within the same system. And that's what people really not preying. You see with all this, you know, complaining, I call it, and protesting. They're not protesting for the change of the system. They just want their power within the system to change, because anytime they get any form of power,
it's worse reality.
As those, just like my bridges there that come from. A great example is these people that came from Europe to North America. They left North America fleeing religious persecution. And when they got here, they did a million times worse to the indigenous people that was done to them. And it's the same thing. Sometimes you cross some black people a certain place when they got a power fight, and they're terrible. So it's not
fire, and I like the tell you, because in the heights of America, glory in a fire. The more America did hate England, you know. Them was the most racist nation upon earth, because they try to build an ultra racist nation, same way, you see me. So it's like we try to overall, it's like me as I try to tell people to fire. First and foremost, you have to just know right from wrong. I have a moral compass, because you see, if you have a moral compass, all them topics come like it starts confusing, because you start your you start your one thing and you not even realize which part you for put yourself in. Because you start wondering, if you're in the street and you see a man do all the crime and you really realize him go against society. So the real way our society is set. And you start to know, you start upholding the crime when you start to hold that to yourself. Now it's like, yeah, support the wrong same way. But then if you have a next little direction now where you realize it, the system I try to get you for inform on a man where I try to better. Like a man, me as a black man, I'm going to inform on Malcolm X. Eh? When Malcolm done his mission, and Malcolm X are coming to come uplift black people. So you see me, I say it's like a different thing. And then if we go in for tie into where they are now to where certain black people know, it's like them not really what deal with progress for your car. Check all the levels same way. Them not try to uplift them black brother or black sister. Mm-hmm. The first level is now everybody want to be the first black man to do this. Them don't want to be the first for uplift people, the first black judge.
Because like, remember,
no fire. Why you want to be the first black man in a white position? If you start to be the one, be the first man, we elevate I and I people overall.
No, they're not on that vibe fire, because when we don't see each other as collectives, and remember, it's all about their individual. Remember fire. All right, even going back to what you're saying with this moral thing, remember that people don't have no concept, because American concept of morality, moral. And that's a whole next reasoning right there, to tell you the truth. You know, I don't want to stretch it out, but these people don't have a concept of, and it's not their fault. In this environment, your mind is corrupted. Because to get through to a certain level, it seems like you got to be cold-hearted, you know? And that's the truth of it. You know, and some people don't really have that in them. A lot of people that they praise, cold-hearted individuals, and a lot of people don't have that in them. And that's why they don't make progress in whatever field that they're in, because they just like, they still hold on to a level of humanity that's not beneficial in a capitalistic society, you know? And fire, I want to stretch out the reasoning still, but for those listening, please understand clearly a PSA from I Never Knew TV Fire in the Great Fire. Hey, people out here talking. So, hey, if you're doing certain things, you know, all I can say is be extremely careful, because you may not get caught directly. But when your brother and sister run into a jam, I'm pretty sure your name gonna come up fire.
Yeah, man, one of them people stand on the side, all right, man, and just look all the little rungs vibration. Cause you can't have the rungs, and then when they even have one, say them ago. One say them ago make all I want know about the rungs where you do. Yeah, go on like say them. The person who make I like the rungs the way you do. Is wrong. So you see me, I say, I will leave a little confusion to the thing fire. Because if you had the wrong enough fire and you get caught at the wrong, or somebody even tell you say you had the wrong, you know, where you go friends about when you know you're wrong. You want to kill, they just kill people, so I stay out in a society. And I kill innocent people too. It's not even like say you kill all some people where I do some injustice against humanity. You want to kill people and steal. Say, sometimes some of them materialize. Sometimes we think about it. If it's like it, you want to get cross, but you still have all your composure and put some different levels. That's what they call it in the structure. So you got to dissect it till at lowest a life second as Rastafari. But, you know, me not really get the whole concept behind it, fire. Because if I'm on the wrongs, me can't say, him want to get out of them wrongs all the time. So, It kind of confusing, depends on the level where you want to look at it from, same way. So, but it, as what I say, they don't make the PSA already. So, ones and ones need to know them thing, because they're not learning at the street sometimes, you know. They're not learning. They might do the same thing over and over. And everybody does regurgitate the same old narrative again and again and again, not knowing even what they might do or how detrimental the statement and the phrases them what they might make either. So, it's one of them things they fire.
I don't think snitches get stitches, fire. I think they get less time. I think they get promotions. And, you know, I think they get whatever material thing they're looking for. But we give thanks for everyone listening from those times to now, Ballhead and the Dread Podcast.